Gilbert creator Scott Adams on his deathbed. "I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior." By Paul Bois on January 13, 2026. Scott Adams, creator of the famous Dilbert comic strip, publicly accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior on his deathbed while labeling himself not a believer. Adams died at the age of 68 Tuesday morning after a public battle with prostate cancer and, according to a statement shared by his ex-wife and caregiver, Shelley Miles, he had some final words for his Christian friends. "If you are reading this, things did not go well for me," said the statement from Adams. "I have a few things to say before I go. My body fell before my brain. I am of sound mind as I write this January 1, 2026. If you wonder about any of my choices for my estate or anything else, please know I'm free of any reason or inappropriate influence of any sort. I promise next, many of my Christian friends have asked me to find Jesus before I go." While Adams said that he is not a believer, he ultimately decided to accept Christ as part of a risk-reward calculation, a variation of Pascal's wager. "I'm not a believer, but I have to admit, the risk-reward calculation for doing so looks so attractive to me. So here I go. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and look forward to spending an eternity with Him," he said. "The part about me not being a believer should be quite quickly resolved if I wake up in heaven. I won't need any more convincing than that. I hope I'm still qualified for entry." As he entered his last days, Adams said that he intended to convert Christianity. "I've not been a believer," Adams explained. "You're going to hear for the first time today that it is my plan to convert to Christianity. I still have time. My understanding is that you're never too late. So, to my Christian friends, yes, it's coming," he added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.